It's our final round of locker room chats here in 2022 as the basketball season continues. Got about a week left until the holiday break. And our conversations begin tonight with Donovan West. It's brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. And we're joined now by girls head coach, that is Perry Smith. Coach, your team got back on track Tuesday night. You go on the road inside the TVL, take on a Troy team that's very guard heavy and have a few returners from their team a year ago. But you guys take care of business 57-28. Get to 2-1 on the year. Take us back to that game Tuesday night. What'd you like? What'd you see? And maybe a couple takeaways from your team that night.
Well, I thought our attention to detail was better. I thought our focus was better. I didn't think we were particularly great in any facet of the game against Riverside the week before. But I thought our girls answered the last week and got kind of refocused in on what needed to be important to us got ourselves kind of righted last night and did some good things. Kind of got the tempo playing at a speed that we wanted to play at and definitely took a step in the right direction, hopefully.
And what was maybe a positive thing or two that you saw? You had a little bit extra time between that Riverside game and then the Troy game on Tuesday night. You know, what'd you kind of do in practice to utilize those maybe a couple extra days? And where did you see the improvements on the court from that Riverside to that game against Troy?
Well, you know, I felt like maybe the Riverside game, we went into it probably not as focused as we needed to be on some detail stuff. And we didn't get them going at a tempo that we wanted to play at. And to give them credit, watching film, I think Riverside had a lot to do with that. I mean, they kind of slowed it down and they handled the ball just enough to keep us from getting in some transition situations and play the way that we would like to play. And we're kind of a team that goes on runs. You know, we'll be kind of stagnant for a little while. Next thing you know, we're on a 14-2 or a 15-0 run and get away from teams that way. And we didn't do that to Riverside. And we needed to get back to playing that type of basketball, be a little more aggressive. And we had to play without fouling. You know, we've got some key seniors that need to be on the floor for us. And they've got to understand how to be aggressive and play without fouling. And they know that. They've played at the highest level of high school. And they know what that means. But we needed to probably refocus on that. And I feel like we did.
Pair of Valley teams prior to the holiday break. You get Valley Heights this Friday and then turn around and get Valley Falls on Tuesday prior to getting that a couple weeks off before we hit the January run. Just an early scouting report on both. You know, what's a Valley Heights team look like? And maybe if you know a little bit about what maybe Valley Falls will bring next week.
Well, Valley Heights, I haven't really got into them yet too much, but I know this will be a key game to the league race in the Twin Valley League. I think probably both teams have pretty good aspirations of being in the top part of the league, and so it'll be I think it'll be two good teams battling on Friday night, and you know, we look forward to that, getting that at home, and then Valley Falls, I haven't dipped into them yet, Brandon, much. You know, we've played them the last couple of years. I know they're going to be a little bit older than they've been. You know, they've been so young the last couple of years. I know they're going to have some girls with a lot of experience back, and I know that they will definitely be better and are in, you know, going to be on an upward trend as well. So we're excited about Friday. You know, we'll go to work today and tomorrow and try to make sure we get better and get ourselves in position to compete like crazy on Friday night.
Donovan West, girls basketball coach Perry Smith joining us, brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. The Mustangs are off to a 2-1 start. They'll get Valley Heights on Friday this week and then Valley Falls on Monday next week to wrap up the things here in 2022. Get a couple weeks off after that and then back to it in January. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here these next couple of games, and we'll talk to you after the holiday break.
That sounds good. Thank you, Brandon. Have a Merry Christmas.